Now, notice this again, verse 6, for Jehovah giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Now, where do you hear him speaking? In his word. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He's a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. One of the reasons that so many Christians are out in the fog and they're in the darkness, and they wonder where to turn. My friend, it's obvious what the problem is. They're so far from the Word of God. Here's where he's speaking. This is the foghorn right here, the Word of God. And he preserveth the way of his saints. That's what he'll do. And he just doesn't do it haphazardly. You'll have to come to the Word of God. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. Now today, it's a sad day to see so many men in public office that are guiding the destiny of nations that are not being guided by the Lord today, and he wants to guide them. Oh, if they'd only go to him for wisdom, he wants to guide them. Where there is a single eye and a true heart that is characterized by a real deep-down desire to live in the power of the truth revealed here in the Word of God to the soul of man, may I say that God at that time, he'll be a buckler. He'll be a defense for his own, keeping them safely as they tread the paths of judgment, thus preserving their way. Oh, my friend, I hear a great many people every now and then, somebody writes me a letter and say, I see that you hold the truth. Well, wait a minute. Now, I like that. Don't misunderstand. That's fine. But that's not the important thing. I want the truth to hold me. That's the important thing, that the truth hold us. You see, there's a big difference between those. We are told that in the last days there'd be vain talkers and deceivers. I don't want to be one of those. I hope I'm not. I do not want to use great swelling words. I don't want to boast of a great knowledge of prophecy and dispensational teaching and ecclesiastical truth and philosophy and psychology. Oh, my friend, there's too much of that around today. May I say to you, we need to have this kind of an attitude. Notice now verse 10 here, when wisdom entereth into thy heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things. You won't be taken in, easy friends. You stay close to the Word of God. Verse 13, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the evil one, whose ways are crooked and perverse in their ways. That's been my prayer from the very beginning in my ministry. Oh, God, don't let me be taken in by evil men. They're around us today. And you're going to find in this book here that the child of God has two enemies. And the two enemies, one's the evil man and the other's the strange woman. There were two warnings given to the young man as he started out in life. One was of the evil man, and the danger of associating with him and of walking with him. That's always a problem for a young man. I ran away when, I say ran away, my father died. Nobody was going to hinder me. But when I was about 16 years old, I went to Detroit, Michigan, to work for the automobile industry. I didn't work for Henry Ford because, well, a Ford car didn't impress me too much. I went over and worked for Cadillac. And you probably have wondered why the Cadillac automobile is considered such a fine car. Well, it's because I worked there for a few months. Well, I got in with a wrong crowd, I can assure you. Bootleg days go over every Saturday night to Windsor, Canada. And never shall forget that as a boy. I was introduced to a new world. I was with evil men. And thank God, they made me homesick. And as a teenage boy, I finally, after a few weeks of that, and under conviction every minute of the day and night, I went home. And there's where a minister explained to me how you could have peace with God being justified by faith. And I never shall forget that. The evil man. The young man should beware of him. And then there's someone else. The strange woman. Now, the better translation would be stranger woman.